Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, my friends, to the show that never ends. This is your host of Lion Roar Radio, the one and only Freedom Outlaw himself, Bill Turner, coming to you live from Teller County, Colorado, from the cave, the den, the ubiquitous place in Woodland Park, Colorado, where freedom reigns free because brave people fought to make it so, and we are going to do our part to teach you how to be a freedom outlaw yourself so that you too can live free or make others die. Don't be oppressed. Don't be afraid. You too can be free. If you followed along in the past, you know we're all about being freedom outlaws. We teach you how to use the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the rule of law to fight the oppressors from the government. Stand up for yourself and tell them to piss off, because there's no need to be afraid. It is only when the government fears the people that freedom reigns. When people fear the government, there is tyranny. So come with me. Today, we talk about what transpired in the summer of 2009 during the furor over Obamacare to be, and our glorious leaders unveiled a truth about our relationship with them. They didn't do it on purpose. They just got mad and blurted their real opinions of we the people. The truth they unveiled is one they've known all along, but far too many of us have blinded ourselves to it. And it's time that we remind ourselves again, because their summer recess is upon us. And they're going to be holding town halls, those that have the gravitas to. And they will blurt out the truth again. It was impressive to watch then, in a horrifying way, politicians organizing town hall meetings throughout August to give the impression that they were listening to their constituents, bosses, the people who sent them to their cushy jobs in Congress in the first place. The topic of these meetings was a matter of grave national importance, just as it is now. Healthcare reform, laws that were about to be unleashed on the country. But the politicians did not like what they heard. They were pelted with inconvenient questions. They had signs waved in their faces, and oh dear, they were shouted at. Well, that's democracy in action, right? The people have spoken, correct? It's all part of the great, if not always polite, tradition of government by and for the people. Dissent, as the Obamaites constantly assured us before the election, is patriotic. Well, not so much as it turns out. Instead, if the non-Obamanites speak up, simply un-American, said Nancy Pelosi, then Speaker of the House. Evil mongers, cried Harry Reid, who got beat up by either his brother, the mob, or wait set. It seems like they don't like it very much when we the people stand up to them. And it doesn't matter which side of the aisle they sit on, because they're all politicians after all. And no matter who gets elected, they're still politicians. Brown shirt tactics, cried Representative Brian Baird, who was from my district in Washington at the time. Anti-reform mobs, said Jen O'Malley Dillon, executive director of the Democratic National Committee at the time. Political terrorists who are trying to blow up meetings, said Representative Barron Hill, Democrat of Indiana. Blow them up with what? Words? Political process? They were scared to death of these people, and they better be again. Some got positively personal with questioning. Representative Barney Frank, Democrat, corruptocrat, and outright lunatic from Massachusetts, said in a frank exchange with a questioner who dismissed her as vile, temptable, and nonsensical, trying to have a conversation with you, he sneered, would be like arguing with a dining room table. Except the dining room table made more sense than Barney did. And Senator Don't Be a Dick Durbin from Illinois looked at the chaos and simply decided not to play. He said, the people who are showing up at these town halls are not looking for dialogue. They're looking for a diatribe. I don't think that's productive use of my time. And Durbin cowardly hid and held no town halls. Because, well, frankly, Durbin has no gravitas. Several other representatives either allegedly walked out of their meetings or refused to schedule any. And this August is shaping up to be much of the same for both sides of the House. The Democrats lack gravitas, and the Republicans are just confused little boys and girls. These polls and their media flappers sniffed repeatedly that the uproar at these town hall meetings was not a genuine expression of grassroots displeasure. The hell it wasn't. No, they assured the TV-dulled audience, hoping to plant a new soundbite to substitute for real thinking, that the discontent was artificial. It was not grassroots, but rather fake AstroTurf protest entirely organized by insurance companies and big health care. When the fact of the matter was, we the people were pissed. And these meetings were working exactly as they were supposed to. Maybe some of it was, although not likely, since big pharma and the insurance companies were actually the prime movers behind Obamacare. But even if some group or other did call for action, it's irrelevant as long as people were responding from their honest opinions and emotions. I remember being at these meetings. I remember organizing these meetings. I remember shutting down traffic on the busiest interstate in Idaho during this. I was pissed, and I organized grassroots action. I called the police on the protest I organized to bring out the TV crews. Why? Because it's the only way to get TV coverage, is if you bring out the police. And it worked. Was I radical? No. I was angry. And I wanted something done. And I was willing to get thrown in jail over it. I was willing to do whatever it took to get the communists out of office and real people back in office and in control of my government. It is, after all, we the people, not we the corporations or we the Marxist pieces of shit. By the way, the guest call-in number today is 657-383-1757. And the chat room's open if you want to keep your obscenities and extremities to yourself. But once again, the guest call-in number is 657-383-1757 if you have a take. And we have a liberal hotline for those of you who are just freaking out because you don't like what I have to say. And it's 657-383-1757. Anyway, back to what I was saying. These meetings are held in the precincts of the congressional representatives. The people filling these halls are the constituents of these representatives, the people who voted them into office and promptly voted many of them out of office. Their information came from interested parties, their constituents. Their concerns were obviously sincere. They came to these meetings to express their concerns quite forcefully in many cases. And how is that a bad thing? In what way is it un-American to express your opinion to your elected officials who hide from you most of the year? I'd kind of like to know. If Obama supporters had been doing the same thing, it would have been called community organizing. They remind us again that dissent is patriotic, which it is. But that vast echo you hear is Democrats saying, oh no, don't dissent. And of course, Republicans never said dissent is patriotic during the George Bush regime. They just blocked protesters behind barbed wire far away from their untouchable political cells and called the enclosures, irony of ironies, free speech zones. Well, I got news for you. It doesn't matter if you're on the right, the left, the middle, the libertarian side, or if you're just pissed off at both parties. The entire United States of America is a free speech zone. So this isn't a question of party. It's a question of power, theirs and ours. It's no longer right versus left or left versus right. It's us versus them. Remember that phrase we used to hear called public servant? You don't hear it very much anymore. It originally expressed the idea, and I wish it were true, that elected representatives and other government officials were employees of the people. Yeah, I know. It was never quite true in practice. A long time ago, the French leader Charles de Gaulle openly revealed the same truths over politicians unintentionally revealed during the Obamacare debate. In order to become the master, the politician poses as the servant. Still in theory and in law, sovereignty properly resides in the people, not in these astonishingly arrogant would-be rulers. There was a time not long ago when we still believed it. Perhaps we thought those servants weren't serving us well, but we could still use the phrase and mean it. Nowadays, though, when you hear the phrase, it's spoken with a cynical laugh. If anybody's the servant these days, it has become us. And it's time for a change. Think about it. We the people has taken on a new meaning, and it's time for us, the we and we the people, to return to the rightful place as the rulers in this country. And those in government that don't like it can kiss my sovereign ass. I will be commanded by no one. Nowadays, though, when you hear that phrase, it's spoken cynically. I got news for you. I, for one, will not take it. Our elected representatives need to step down from Washington and be replaced by citizen officials. They plan to tell us how things are going to be from high on. No more. I was born free, and I will die free. When I took my oath to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States of America, I never renounced it. This summer, when they hold their town halls and they expect to fill it with enthusiastic supporters, let those halls be filled with angry, pissed off citizenry who tell them to repeal Obamacare and replace it with nothing. For nothing is what the Constitution calls for. They need to repeal Obamacare and replace it with not a damn thing. They need to open up the state borders, utilizing the 10th Amendment of the Constitution to free markets and let insurance companies sell insurance across state lines and let the states regulate it, utilizing a free market system so that insurance is cheaper and more affordable and more available to people than it's ever been. And when they show up at their town halls, they need to be met with shouts and chants and abuse. For it is time that they understand that this is America. And like France, we too can have a Bastille Day. Because there are patriots in this country that are willing to demand that they be shortened a little bit. Repeal Obamacare. Replace it with a free market system, utilizing what is in place, the 10th Amendment. And give us back our liberty. Time. The people in this country are finally catching on. Get off your asses, out from behind your keyboards. Get into these meetings. Get into these politicians' faces and tell them they work for you. Or they'll be working at the car wash and walking home with soggy old shoes. We don't need them. They can be replaced. And they can be replaced with citizen politicians and a citizen legislature that works 90 days a year and gets paid a quarter of what they do and do not work full time. We do not need them. full-time legislature is what became crooked and corrupt in this United States, and what brought us these lobbyists and these other turd burglars that are ruining America. So in these hot weeks of August in 2017, get off your asses and on your feet and demand your country be taken back. It isn't going to happen with just a few of us. It's going to happen with all of us. It's no longer the Democrats versus the Republicans. It's no longer right versus left. It's us versus them. It's we the people versus the bureaucratic state in this country. And if you don't believe it, all you have to do is look at these silly, stupid laws that they keep passing. It doesn't matter who's in power. It doesn't matter if the Democrats are in power or the Republicans are in power. No matter who you elect, a politician is in power, and that shit must change. Nothing gets better as long as politicians are in power. They keep spending more of your money, more of my money, more of our money. And that is a problem because it is our children, our grandchildren, and our grandchildren's children that are suffering. They keep saying we have $20 trillion in unfunded liabilities. No, we don't. We have $200 trillion in unfunded liability. We are so broke, we can't afford to buy time. We can't afford to buy anything. They're spending money faster than they can print it. We are the Weimar Republic of today's history. Don't believe me? Demand that they audit the Fed. The last president that did that got shot in the head. His name was John F. Kennedy Jr. Ask and read the history books. Read The Creature of Jekyll Island. Learn your history. It is doomed to repeat itself. When we had the stock market crash of 1929, they fiddled with the economy until we had to create World War II and antagonize Japan into bombing us. That's how we pulled ourselves out of the crash. But when we had the stock market crash in 1920, we had the Roaring Twenties by doing nothing. And that's how we got out of that boondoggle. We did nothing, and the free market fixed itself. Look at history. We are doomed if we continue to fiddle and watch Rome fall. We must fix our country, and we can't allow the politicians to do it. Politicians. Tomorrow, join me, because tomorrow's subject is a republic, if you can keep it. And we have not done a very good job of keeping it. This has been an episode of Lion Roar Radio with your host, Bootstrap Bill Turner. Join me tomorrow for another lesson in liberty. God bless you, America, but mostly, God bless those of you who have the gravitas to stand with me and save America.
Sometimes I want to light up underneath the no smoking sign. Sometimes I wish they'd tell me how justice got so blind. I wish they'd just leave me alone, cause I'm doing alright. You can take your change on down the road and leave me here with mine. Cause that ain't my America, that ain't this country's roots. You wanna slam old Uncle Sam, but I ain't letting you. I'm mad as hell and you know I still bleed red, white, and $100 tanks of gas. I can tell you right now, this country ain't.